This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Patricia Milton.
Former U.S. officials responsible for securing the U.S. Capitol building testified Tuesday before Congress for the first time since the January 6th attack on the complex. They blamed intelligence for the failure to prevent what they characterized as an unexpected, planned, and coordinated insurrection by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The officials, former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, and former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, testified before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration. All three former officials resigned immediately after the attack, which left five people dead, including a Capitol Police officer. 140 police officers were also injured in the attack. The officials testified that while they had prepared for a large protest at the Capitol and the possibility of violence, they had received no intelligence indicating that the pro-Trump crowd would attempt a breach and violent takeover of the seat of Congress. Sund said an intelligence assessment by Capitol Police 3 days before the attack suggested that the January 6th protest would be similar to two previous rallies in November and December that drew tens of thousands of Trump supporters. In response, Sund said he put in place all-hands-on-deck security plan, deploying about 1,200 officers to work and expanding the security perimeter around the Capitol. At the same time, he blamed the House and Senate sergeants-at-arms for failing to swiftly approve his request for National Guard help before and during the riots. During his testimony, Irving denied that he was concerned about the visuals, as Sund had said, and said they reached a collective judgment that the intelligence did not warrant having troops at the Capitol. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry urged the U.N. Security Council on Tuesday to start treating the climate crisis like the urgent security threat that it is, he said. He told the attendees at a virtual summit on climate and conflict, quote, "The climate threat is so massive, so multifaceted, that it is impossible to disentangle it from other challenges that the Security Council faces." Kerry's participation at the summit comes just days after the United States officially rejoined the Paris Agreement, reversing a Trump administration decision to leave the landmarked pact. The 2015 Paris Agreement is the main international instrument for mitigating climate change. Signed by virtually every country in the world, it aims to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions and limit the planet's temperature increase during this century to 2 degrees Celsius, while working to limit the increase even further to 1.5 degrees. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, is urging the Central African nation's investigative services to identify those responsible for the assassination Monday of Italy's ambassador, Luca Attanasio, and two other people in an attack on a World Food Program convoy in the country. Late Monday, Tshisekedi condemned the deadly attack, which took place earlier in the day near Goma in North Kivu province. He said those involved must be brought to justice. The Associated Press reports Italian state TV said Monday night the ambassador's convoy was targeted by a group seeking a kidnapping ransom, but the sources of the broadcast were not revealed. Some militia groups have a history of attacking civilians in remote areas of the Democratic Republic of Congo, but so far no group has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. An Indian court has granted bail to a 22-year-old environmental activist accused of sedition in a case that critics say highlights India's increasing use of a colonial-era law to stifle dissent. Disha Ravi, a Bengaluru resident, was arrested earlier this month by New Delhi police in connection with her role in creating and sharing an online document to raise support for tens of thousands of farmers protesting India's agricultural reforms. Police had linked the document to violence that gripped the city on January 26th when a group of farmers stormed a historic building, the Red Fort. They said that Ravi had collaborated to spread, quote, disaffection against the Indian state, and had shared the document with Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who briefly retweeted it. Ravi is a member of a climate change movement founded by Thunberg. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.